welcome to this episode of The Neighborhood of Holy. My name is Matt Lipan, and this is episode number 5 of the podcast. And took a week or so off because I lost my voice. And so now it's back. It's not quite 100%, but it's feeling much better. And I thought today, I woke up this morning. I don't know about you guys. I have them on my phone. I get notifications. And I've got one from a news source outlet that pops up notifications. And I woke up this morning and saw one from this news outlet that had said that Chris Cornell, the lead singer of Soundgarden, had passed away last night. And of course, today, there's been lots of reporting about what happened, and apparently he had chosen to take his own life. And it's been interesting to kind of been to be processing that throughout the day today. I grew up where I remember the album Super Unknown from Soundgarden. It came out in 94, so I was probably maybe a sophomore in high school. And I remember the album cover, I remember listening to it, and that was sort of my introduction into the band Soundgarden. And so to hear of this news from last night, and so from there I kind of became a Soundgarden fan, along with a lot of the 90s kind of grunge alternative music that was and still continues to be, at my wife's annoyance, kind of my wheelhouse of music. Pearl Jam is my favorite band by far, and have had the opportunity to see them a number of times now. And Soundgarden was right up there with them. And so to hear of this loss, it's been an interesting thing for me to process throughout the day. One that makes it feel oddly more personal, maybe, than other celebrity deaths that we hear about. Certainly a tragic thing anytime someone chooses to take their life, feeling as if maybe there is no better option. And that's probably another episode for another time. But what's been interesting is I've been thinking about Soundgarden, and they broke up for a little while, and he did his own stuff. He had Euphoria Morning and another album that he released on his own solo project. And then for a while, he got together and created a band called Audioslave with some guys from Rage Against the Machine. And they were just in the midst of a tour of Soundgarden getting back together. Literally last night, they played a show in Detroit, home state of Michigan for me, and they found him last night in his hotel, unresponsive, and later pronounced him that he had passed. And so I've been thinking about it a lot, and I'm a part of some different Facebook groups, and I came across this, I don't know where this came from, somebody posted this, and it said, "For people who don't understand why others mourn the death of artists, you need to understand that these people have been a shoulder to cry on, a rock. They've been family, friends, leaders, teachers, and role models. Many have taught us what we need to know and what to do when times get rough. They've helped us move on. They've pushed us out of bed. They've helped us live when nobody else had the time to. Artists have inspired us in endless ways and have been with us through stages in our lives. We've made memories with them, so when they die, a part of us dies." I'm always fascinated by the reaction to celebrity deaths in general, especially those who are fans of a particular celebrity. And as I find myself, even this today, working through kind of what this loss really means for music in general, for music that I like, for a band that I have followed and an artist that I have enjoyed, as well as for his family, for his kids. He has 2 kids. And thinking about all the number of fans who are now kind of left, I feel like, maybe with this vacuum. And it's interesting. I always think about it as a Christian, that when I talk to, or when I hear, or when I read about individuals who have this, I don't know, this depth of connection, maybe even hope, that they place into another human being. And when that human being ends up being human, that they find themselves with this vacuum, left not knowing what to do. And I just want to scream, you know. Sometimes I want to yell at them. I want to say, it's the hope. There's something deeper than Chris Cornell. There's something deeper. I mean, now granted, don't get me wrong, music is extremely important to me personally. I grew up around music. Music is a way in which oftentimes I feel as though God speaks to me. And worship, you know, on Sunday morning, the music part of worship is a really meaningful time for me personally, as I feel like I connect with and I hear, even can feel and sense God's presence through music. And sometimes I would even suggest, and maybe this is another conversation or another episode for another day, that it's not just quote unquote Christian music, but that God shows up and speaks to me in all sorts of different kinds of music, whether it be labeled Christian or secular, you know, or otherwise. And so I understand when I read these things and I'm a part of these various groups on Facebook and individuals who are talking about the sense of devastation. I don't know if they've mentioned desperation, but this sort of vacuum of hope with the loss of someone like Chris Cornell. And I want to just, my heart breaks. I want to reach out. I want to say there's something deeper. There's something that's lasting. And that person is Jesus. That it's not going to be Chris Cornell. It's not going to be, I can vividly remember when Johnny Cash passed away. It's not when, I'm a huge Pearl Jam fan, and there will come a time when, because none of us live forever, right? That there will come a time when members of my favorite band of all time are going to pass away. But there's something deeper still. And I think it's really important for those of us who claim Christ, who know Christ, that we find ways to help point people in that direction. That there's the realization that there doesn't have to be a vacuum, because Christ is always present. He is our hope. He is hope. And so even in the midst of tragic loss, that presence and that hope remains. That as long as we ever think that our hope is in another human being, we're only setting ourselves up for more hurt and loss, and creating, the possibility of, or the potential for a vacuum when we finally come to realize that that person is in fact human. And so that's got me thinking about all sorts of stuff today. 90s music, 90s grunge, alternative rock, that's my thing. When I think about, oh my goodness, bands like Pearl Jam and Soundgarden and Stone Temple Pilots and Live and Alice in Chains and Smashing Pumpkins, and I mean, I could just go on and on and on and on. And maybe that would be another fun episode for some other time to talk about. But I just think about, it's been interesting for me, even just personally, to process this loss, learning about it when I woke up this morning, and then just kind of throughout the day, watching the ways in which I've been even emotionally feeling it in ways that I'm even kind of surprised by, I must admit to you. I'm sort of was caught off guard by some of it. Some of it makes a lot of sense to me. Another part of it is kind of just the, I guess, realization of the memories or the nostalgia that for me is tied to, you know, Soundgarden. I mean, I remember getting Down on the Upside, their album that came out in 96. And I mean, I had that CD playing in my little Volkswagen GTI Rabbit. I love that car. And I really, really liked the CD. I had it, you know, all the time. It was nonstop. And so it's funny how music does that for us, right? It takes us to a place or a time, or it reminds us of people, and which is probably part of the way, or part of the reason why it becomes such an emotional thing for so many. And I wonder what it would look like if we could, I've often thought, how can I help people make that kind of a deep, emotional, personal, intimate connection with Christ, who will never let them down? How can I help people try to make that kind of a connection with the one who is hope, as opposed to, you know, celebrities, artists, bands, whatever, fill in the blank, authors, you know, another person, you know, some other person that we might be in relationship with. As opposed to that, what would it look like to be that connected to Christ? So just know that that's kind of stuff I've been thinking about today as woke up to this news of the passing of Chris Cornell, lead singer of Soundgarden, Audioslave, doing some own stuff, and a good friend of the members of Pearl Jam. So it'll be interesting to see how people respond over the coming days. It's will bring up, I think, needed reminders and continued conversation around issues of depression and suicide and hope and despair and all of those kind of things, which are needed and important to keep talking about. And frankly, as a pastor, issues that I think the church has got to do a better job of just addressing and ministering to and being present through, you know, those struggles and that journey. So thanks for tuning in to this episode of Neighborhood of Holy Podcast. Thanks for walking around with me, and we'll talk to you soon.